Shalom,
hello. This is we're having a lesson about the building of the future society. We'll read chosen passages by Bala Sulam, and you can ask questions live during the lesson, starting with excerpt number 3.
We chose excerpts from the writings of Bala Sulam, from the articles of Bala Sulam. Everything belongs to the building of the society. So, from our place where we are, the state called the last generation, and we see the world is broken and getting shattered more and more, I think that there's no doubt about it today for anyone, not just us who study it, because we see what's happening before us. So we should gradually enter this part that belongs to the study, to the structure of reality on the level of this world, to see what are the tendencies, the results, the qualities, and everything that will be revealed in the near future, and how do we have to act on our part in order to give contentment to the Creator through our correct participation in the world, and also to help the world, benefit the world, because in this way we discover that we can benefit Him. There is no greater pleasure to the Creator, because He's all bestowing. He lacks nothing. It's a pure force of bestowal. So how can we benefit Him? Only when we benefit the world, because His desire is to do good to the creatures. So if we get organized, intense, in such a way that we build a correct vessel, the correct ten, ultimately it's a correct vessel, to do what? To carry out, to extend the bestowal of the Creator to the created beings. In this way, we are like His angels that need to work towards the whole world. And this is our role. Consequently, a person has to be integrated with the sorrow of the creatures, of the sorrow of the world, and accordingly to do good to the creatures and to the world and bring them back closer to the Creator. This is our job, the one that belongs to Yashar Kel, to Israel. Let's see what Rabash Bala Sulam write about it.
Excerpt number 2, Bala Sulam, Peace in the World. The attribute of singularity exists within each of us, whether more or less. And although we have clarified that it comes from a sublime reason, that is, that this attribute extends to us directly from the Creator, who is single in the world and the root of all creations, still, out of the sensation of singularity, when it sits within our narrow egoism, it affects ruin and destruction until it became the source of all the ruins that were and will be in the world. And indeed, there is not a single person in the world who is free from it. And all the differences are only in the way it is used for the desires of the heart, for ruling or for honor. And this is what separates people from one another. But the equal side in all the people of the world is that each of us stands ready to abuse and exploit all the people for his own private benefit, with every means possible, without taking into any consideration that he is going to build himself on the ruin of his friend.
This is nature, our nature. And although the measure of singularity appears in us in such a terrible form, because we want to rape the world, coerce it, arrange it under our tiny, despicable ego of men. But together with that, we have a great work before us to invert our attitude towards the world so that, on the contrary, we will use all of our abilities to do good to the world. It appears to us as the lowest thing towards me, the one that I do not consider as anything, only in the condition it can benefit me. So I need to invert my attitude. So specifically, I will serve the world with everything I've got, and I will turn to the Creator and demand of Him for the world, because only in this way I can give contentment to Him. So the more I will care for the world, I will see in it my correct realization and actualization in my life and in reality. Meaning, a person doesn't have a more exalted goal than to do good to the entire world, all the creatures in the world, all the way to bringing them to adhesion with the Creator through Him. Meaning, to do the work for all the creatures as much as I can to bring them to adhesion in the Creator. In that, I give contentment to the Creator. And in that, I'm included in both desires, the desire of the Creator and the desire of created beings, and I'm the one in the middle who carries out my mission. I see clear.
Up until now, mankind developed, also as Bala Sulam writes, by the dialectics of people with a greater ego destroyed the old, opened up a better situation, found out that the better situation is also bad, destroyed it, and built a new one.
Right.
So it means that the natural development through egoism, if I understand correctly, this also would advance us in these states of ruining the old and then something new, and so it was narrow egoism.
It wasn't narrow egoism, because it was development. So it's not narrow. As long as a child develops, look at this, study that, take this, take that. You know, you need to. He who is greater than his friend, his desire is greater than him, during the years of development. And then the one who is greater than him, he performs a restriction, and his desire is greater than his, is placing it under the restriction, and uses it in order to bestow. But first of all, you have to reach a state where you are using his entire ego as a healthy animal, standing strong. What do we want from our kids? Also, the Torah speaks this way. Yeah?
So this what's not clear. Why can't we keep developing the way we did? Because the fact is that it worked.
It worked until you've reached maturity, until your animal reached maturity. The animal, these degrees of this world, you've concluded those degrees. You can't grow any longer. So all your work in this life, in this world, from this point on, let's say from the beginning of the 20th century, or let's say from the middle of the 20th century, let's say the beginning of the 21st century, all of men's businesses, as much as they will be above his necessity, they will be to his detriment. We see it in our world, how quickly we're now destroying all of nature, the whole world. Why? Because you are not using according to what you need, but above what you need. Above what you need. Look what you're throwing out, look what you're doing, who needs all those things? Rather, neither condemned nor praised. You need to engage in spirituality and in corporeality as much as you need to live a normal life. And not as you do right now, throwing away 70 to 80% of everything we manufacture, and everything 70-80% is unnecessary. And besides that, you distribute it incorrectly, where you have parts around the world that are starving. You know how many people are, how many millions are dying of starvation every year? Real starvation. And compared to that, the rich people, another million. What did they do it for? To put it in their banks. Why do they need it? There's no need. Well, their desire obligates them.
Okay, no doubt that the situation is not good. It's the revelation of evil. But like in previous years or periods where they discovered the evil.
It's not the evil. They didn't discover the evil. It constantly pushed us to evolve, and by that evolution, we came to what we came to. We evolved earlier in still vegetative animate, in the entire universe, and then the animate degree on Earth in our history, thousands of years. Humanity also exists for a few million years, and the spiritual development started in a few individuals from Adam HaRishon, from Adam, about 6,000 years ago, and everything adds up.
So even now, if we continue the same direction, you can't continue in the same direction.
You can't continue in the same direction because your ego is starting to eat itself. It's like cancer. If the cells live, they live. They receive, they give. They're in mutuality. Everything develops. The body lives. What is cancer? It doesn't think of the others. It begins to eat the others. Not for the sake of humanity in any way, shape, or form. Our society. It becomes cancerous. And you see it in every area. There's no development. The young generation, where's the development that it seeks? It doesn't want space, science, or anything. Just let it... It's closing itself inside their phones, and that's it. Nothing. Well, we'll have some psychological games. That's it. The desire to receive is not designed anymore for corporeal development. It reached a state that where only spiritual development will satisfy it. I don't understand where you see an extension for corporeal development. Evolution in what? Scientists say they've reached the end of science. Scientists say it. So what can we say? Where? The will to receive doesn't let us. What will you give it other than drugs?
On the prior degrees, before we exhausted the ego, there were different attitudes that said, let's love others, let's be more humane toward each other, let's work together, let's be more socialists. Now, what we're coming and saying is that
it is different than other approaches. I don't want to compare it to them, although you're not really 100% right about them, but it's different because today you have the method of realization, actualization, that did not exist before. That's it. Ask more in addition to him.
Isn't its goal different?
Of course, our approach is different. Everything is different about our approach. But it didn't come to to save people from their harsh life. It came to pull them forward. But it depends on who we are revealing this to.
How do you explain to a world that's not looking for spirituality that this is the way we should go?
We're not disseminating spirituality. No. Today you're going to go out and to hand out newspapers. I hope this will be the continuation of your connection. I see that it's very beneficial for the lesson. You're hearing at a whole other level compared to a little while ago. And I hope that after handing out the newspapers, we're going to rise again in the connection between us. And by that, we'll have an even more refined vessel, more complex. And so, it's very different. What are you asking?
You said that corporeally wise we reached the end of the ego, and now the future development can only be based on spiritual development.
Look at all the greatest people in the world, and what are they great? Look at all the leaders. Look at Europe that wanted to be an example for an enlightened human future, the one that can connect. Look at that connection. What does it bring them to? They can't go the separate ways right now, and so on and so forth. And in such a short time, look at the pace this happens in. In 20 years, everything was done.
What can calm this endless desire for more possessions and more? What can calm it down?
No, there's no real desire for additional more objects or anything like that. On both sides. First of all, you have unemployment, lack of means and resources. Many people, we see, according to statistics, we see what's happening in the middle of Europe. In Germany, you have a decline, a very significant one. There are many hungry people in America. I'm not even talking about Venezuela and other places like that. The world suffers from lack of correct connection between everyone. Otherwise, what we manufacture and produce would be able to cover everyone above their heads. But the bad, incorrect distribution that stems from the incorrect connection between people. So you have no choice but to bring either the correct connection immediately, if you listen to us, or after the revelation of evil. Because where is the real problem? In the connection between people. And for that, we have the wisdom of Kabbalah. Ultimately, it's the wisdom of connection between people. What's missing in Israel? Look what's happening before the elections. What kind of struggles, what kind of contempt and dirt, and what kind of separation. And on the one hand, it's good that the separation will be revealed. But why in this way? But let's say it will be revealed in this way. What's next? Will they be able to unite at any point? No. Only when you disseminate the material, and maybe thanks to that, you'll be able to open up a place for the upper force to shine a little bit and arrange things. Otherwise, you'll see what's going on. The people who should show everyone the method of connection that the world needs, and look at the way the world reacts with what anti-Semitism, things that, you know, with each passing day, it's rising and in ways that we don't feel it here even. It's not pressuring us. You go out on the street, you have no fear. When you're at home, you're not even looking behind you that you close the door. But soon, it's a problem. It's a big problem. Even the Jews who are there abroad in all those places, the extent to which they don't understand it, for them it's a matter of this blindness, as it was in Germany. Even in the very last moments, they didn't understand what's happening with them. So we are in a state where things are much more clear, emphasized, than it was for Baal HaSulam. Back then, it was clear to him and to Rav Kook and maybe other such great people. But today, it's clear to many more people. Hence, we have to explain it. We are explaining it, Dudi, in this newspaper. Are we explaining about anti-Semitism?
Of course. You came in with the newspaper, you show it. We have 100,000 copies that we want to disseminate, and in this newspaper we explain, I'd say, all of our recent content. We're talking about Abraham's story due to the crazy elections in Israel that are going on. We have to unite and become one people, about anti-Semitism. Why does the world hate us? What do the anti-Semites say? We're also talking about the new world that we're going into, the world of unemployment that's shrinking, that's based more and more on artificial intelligence, technology, robotics, how the world is taking on a new form. And in light of this, we all have to unite more and more. We're talking about the power of women. We're talking about education, the new education for our children, and also the Congress. We're inviting everyone to come and taste what connection is. So we're going to unite around this and invite the people of Israel to come to the Congress, or at least to hear about his role.
That's on the last page. We see we invite them to the Congress. The camera from above doesn't work. Yeah, we had a camera. No, from the side I know, but no, we had another camera there. It's a shame. Anyways, we're going out to disseminate today, yeah?
Yeah, to add to that, we have an amazing opportunity called the World Kabbalah La'am Congress in 2 weeks, or actually starting next week with a Congress in the desert. And there are many people that want to know and still don't know because we didn't call them up. And therefore, we're inviting anyone who knows how to call people, how to talk to people, to come all throughout the day, and not only today, but starting today and until the Congress, come to the telemarketing. Lena Zif will explain what you have to do. And we'll turn to all those people that we were ever acquainted with. We're going to call them and invite them to the Congress, so it won't happen that we were in touch with someone. And
I'm turning to all our students who are now with us, and not only are they invited, they should also pass it to their acquaintances, relatives, friends, anyone you can. There is a Congress, and anyone can come.
And the other thing is that on the 12th, the price is... the prices are going to rise because we have to get organized with the food and everything, so, and it becomes more expensive the closer to the date we get. So until the 12th, please finish your registration for the 3 days of the Congress, so that it'll cost more and it'll make things harder to organize. So please, just to add that many of the friends from the World Kli already registered, already registered for the BB Hotel, so to speak, but not for the Congress. So those that
how can it be?
It's two separate systems.
But how can they sign up here and not there?
It's just,
they can just come here and be hosted without a Congress.
So that's what we're asking. Please finish your registration, and then also to the BB Hotel, in order for us to be able to have you here. Going back to disseminating newspapers, I heard from a friend that it seems to him a bit humiliating.
Humiliating? When I'm on a mission when I'm passing to the people of Israel, the knowledge of connection that they have to pass to the whole world and give an example to everyone, is this humiliating or uplifting? I don't understand. Why do I feel myself humiliated? I feel myself as an angel carrying out the will of the Creator. And anyone who feels himself humiliated needs to think, what is he doing here with us? What is he doing here? He's probably not, he probably doesn't understand his destiny in the world. I won't feel bad if he leaves us. Yeah, I'm saying seriously, he has to perform a deep introspection. Holding my head high, I'm going to disseminate. If I would relate to things like him, I would sit in my doghouse in the backyard like a little dog, and that's it. And I'm only concerned with having something in the bowl before me. If he thinks this way, he has no room among us. He has to quickly change his attitude. We saw such independent. He's got his own opinion. It's not Kabbalist's opinion. Baal Sulam, who wrote the newspaper The Nation and disseminated it, how did he endanger himself? You know, they would jump on him, yell at him. So we're gonna make any calculations in the state that we have today in Israel and in the world and before the elections. Who's talking of connection among everyone, above everything? No one. Because no one understands how is it possible, and if we even need to think about it. What does it mean to connect above the differences, to keep all the differences? That's what's interesting. The fact that everyone will accept my opinion, of course I agree with it. But for me to accept everyone's opinions, and everyone can enter under this into this second floor where love covers all transgressions, the transgressions remain and the love covers them. And this is something we have to give as a method to all of humanity, the whole world. Otherwise the world doesn't have the method of connection. And if it's not so, then the other way is war. So anyone who wants to stay with his pride alone at home, how can it be that they, whatever, the calculation will come. Not from us, but it will come. This is the ideological point that might not be clear to people who leave us. But that's what's pushing them, distancing them from this place, this inner point. Where a person is unwilling to bend before connection, all the forms of connection. We're going through it gradually, not that we're already in that height, but gradually that level of connection, its character, its degree, understanding it, we constantly advance and understand it more and more. So of course, anyone who leaves because of that innermost point where he's not ripe to be in connection, to contribute to connection, to the revelation of the Creator. Rather, I want to reveal in what, with what I'm going to pay, only with connection. Only with that you discover the vessel for the revelation of the Creator. Only in that you give him contentment. So this is the place here. Either here or there.
I want to give a great our friends from Nuremberg. They lost all their tickets because of bankruptcy of the Germania, And they bought new tickets immediately. They don't know if they get money back, but they bought new tickets immediately. They will come to the Knesset. This is great inspiration. Thanks.
טוב, והייתי רוצה.
And I would like to. Well, later, he's going to explain to us what we're doing. No, who's responsible for the newspapers? So, the following announcement is that. We're starting disseminating newspapers today. We're going to do it all over Israel. So in Petah Tikva you can take from Rana Goel newspapers, and he will be here starting at 6 p.m. downstairs. You can come and take newspapers. We'll try and focus most of all our efforts on disseminating from hand to hand, which is specifically Friday. We'll also make sure that all the newspapers will reach different groups tomorrow morning so that everyone until 2 or 3 will be able to disseminate all over Israel. And the dissemination is going to happen today, tomorrow, Saturday evening, and Monday and Tuesday, and if necessary, also Wednesday. So please turn to the responsible and they'll help you.
After the desert, we have 2 more days before the big congress. Maybe we can add there as well, but it's recommended in the coming days until the desert to conclude disseminating the papers. It's only 100,000 newspapers, and Mayor Lakshinsky can explain to everyone how are we going to do it.
And those here from the groups, you can already take newspapers today, really now. There's
so much, Ivan.
Yeah, everything's arranged, organized.
Okay. I recommend to you not to think like that wise guy who says that it's beneath him. But on the contrary, this is kind of work. This work, you publicize, advertise connection, which is the name of the Creator in the world. Except in a way where you don't speak of the Creator, but nevertheless, connection is everything.
All those from the groups, before you leave, please go through. Please come downstairs, and Rana Goel will give you newspapers according to a list that he has regarding the groups.
Mm-hmm.
And for the time being, we'll conclude. Continue as it was. You went up a degree.
We're inviting all of our friends from Israel to participate in a special festive meal tomorrow and a special festive lesson, 2:45 a.m.
חיבור לחיים טובים. כנס קבלה לעם העולמי. חברים, תלמידים וצופים יקרים.
Dear friends, you're invited to the World Kabbalah Congress between the 19th to the 21st of February in Tel Aviv. Early bird registration until the 12th. For further details, contact us on kabbalah.co.il. Kabbalah Lam.
רוצים להרגיש את המקום שנמצא בינינו, מקום של חום, ביטחון, מאיר לעולמנו. רוצים לחבר את המחשבות למחשבה.